I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness. From my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawn and grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday. What the hell happened?
Yes, it is Thursday. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro.
The attack did he?
Attacked me. My co-host, Dave Rothenberg.
You're single-handedly murdering the Cunningham family.
Killing all the Cunninghams. Our amazing producers, the big time executive, RJ Santillo. And owner of a beautiful, humongous, palatial condo, Raymond Santiago.
The actual physical, this
holidays.
Only likes the physical holidays. As always, we have the company with us. Thank you for getting up with us this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
A huge, huge right tortilla from Tomlinson.
Right to the face. Call us what you want, but don't ever call us lazy gears. Every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Number to call, 1-800-919-3776.
Buongiorno, my buddies.
Buongiorno, Sal. We have an unbelievable show planned for you today.
You never want to hang out.
But we're hanging out right now, David. Mets with a ho-hum 10-2 win yesterday afternoon. That's 6 in a row. Yankees find a way to lose another close game. Giants play some real football tonight, David. I know you're excited.
Yep.
Kevin Durant, he has a pretty good idea where he wants to play next year, and it's not the Nets. We have Zach Brown Band tickets in the 7 o'clock hour. And as always, on the Thursday at 6:45, we have Nobservations and Did It Happen in Florida. But before we get to any of that, I'd like to say good morning to a man that's fine with this.
I can admit when I've poo-pooed.
But how dare you ever question his fandom.
And now I'm a bad fan. Fine. Jackass.
Bunch of jackasses. That is my guy, David Hugh Rothenberg.
That was a good open. It was a good open. The sound was creative. It was new. It was fresh. It was lively. I don't think the open has been bad, but I think maybe the open has gotten a little stale. I think that was a fresh, beautiful open. Congratulations to you.
Well, I appreciate that. I think all the accolades should go to Raymond Santiago. He's ready to rock and roll. We get on the call, and he's got all the new stuff just ready to play.
Ready to go. Delirious.
We're going to use that one next week. That was one of the ones I was considering.
Yeah, I was thinking about Ray in the shower this morning.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. I was thinking about Ray in the shower. I don't understand.
Well,
nothing naughty was happening. I mean, you don't have shower thought that is not naughty?
It's 5:03 right off the bat.
I don't have Raymond naughty thoughts.
Well, okay, neither do I. I was thinking, I'm taking a shower, and I thought, you know what? Ray's just a great guy. Like we're lucky to have Ray. He's a great guy. He's an honorable guy. He's a hardworking guy. He's a good man, and I'm happy that he works on our show. That was my honest to goodness thought as I'm showering after. By the way, I read the entirety of the rundown. All of it. The whole, from beginning to end. Learned beautiful things. The Giants are playing tonight. I learned that. That's good news.
Great news.
Yeah, 7:30 start for that one, so I'm excited by that. I guess I knew this, but when I read, I was like, oh, yeah. The Mets haven't trailed in six games. The Mets have not trailed since last Friday. Forget about having won or lost. They haven't trailed the game since last Friday. Yeah. How good is that?
How good is that? I mean, second best record in baseball.
In
right
baseball.
Now. Oh, yeah.
Yankees lose, Astros lose, Mets lose. No. No. That kind of thing doesn't happen. And now you haven't trailed, and now you have Scherzer and then DeGrom.
I got some crazy numbers for you, too, with the Mets. Crazy numbers.
Yeah?
Yeah, we don't have to share them now, but I just I did some... Because there are times, I'm going to be honest with you, feel the same way. I don't have the naughty thoughts about Raymond in the shower.
I didn't say that. I said they were not naughty. So let me ask you this. I have a thought about a friend in the shower, and now I'm a man that's lusting after him?
Well, listen, we're talking about this is not just a regular shower. This
what do you mean it's not a regular shower? What kind of shower do you think
shower.
I have? What do you think, I'm Caligula? What do you think is happening in the shower?
I am uncomfortable.
I'm taking a shower. So my thought is, what a great guy, and now I'm some kind of lecherous freak?
Hey, what you choose to do in your shower is your business. I'm just saying, I can't tell you there was a time when in the shower, as I'm soaping myself up, I'm lathering myself up, that thoughts of Raymond or RJ come to mind.
All right, well, you know what? Obviously, you're just one way in the shower, and I can do a lot of things in the shower.
Although
I ran in the shower this morning.
There was the one time when I went
to
go.
Got that ready to go. By the way, did we miss a physical holiday today, Rick?
What's the physical holiday today?
Wear red day today.
Why is everyone wearing red today?
Everyone but me and you. These guys. I mean, I don't know how many people have like bright red shirts, but these two guys are decked out in red. Is today maybe like a second Valentine's Day?
Well, you know these two, though. They probably called each other last night and said, hey, what are you wearing to work? Let's make sure
red.
We match.
I'm also going to go with the red. It's a great idea, RJ.
Because you know Dave and Rick are going to attack us, and we'll have to stick together. Let's be a
That's
team.
That's right. You know what? It's not enough that we have solidarity in just defending each other. Let's dress alike.
Yeah. That'll show them.
Yeah. Then they won't go after us.
I will say we did not think about this in the shower, so there's that.
Wow. Raymond, how does it feel to know that Dave touches himself when he's
Wait, hang on a second.
I mean, what do you mean? You were soaping you were probably washing your hair or something.
My gym is beautiful. I did not wash my hair this morning.
Well, it's not good to always wash your hair, you know. You don't
well,
want to
no,
strip the
I
natural,
took a shower before
oils.
Bed last night. I washed my hair. I'm not going to wake up 6 hours later and wash it again.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
So there was
now you're going to swing it.
I'm. You know what? Forget it. I'm not going to give you guys honesty anymore. Obviously, you can't handle honesty. RJ, you think there's something creepy because I had a thought about Raymond in the shower?
It depends. Let's hear the thought.
I told you the thought.
Was it?
You know, I'm done. Seriously.
Let's hear the actual thought.
The actual thought. I thought to myself, you know what? Because we were thinking about setting Ray up.
Well, you said he's a great guy. Well, where did that lead? I'm sure
because
it led somewhere.
It didn't lead anywhere.
What was he wearing in your thought?
Yeah, you know what? I can't say anything.
That had to lead somewhere.
It didn't lead anywhere. It led to? It led to the Giants to play it tonight. I went from Ray to the Giants because I thought, boy, you want to hear my thought process?
That makes sense, though. If you went from Ray to the Giants,
I'm
then we
tired.
Know exactly how it ended.
Boy, you know what? My eyes, they're very dry. I'm very tired. I don't feel great. And then I thought, you know, it was funny yesterday on the show. We were talking about setting Ray up and then like an Impractical Jokers thing. We have an earpiece in. And then I told Ben about this on our drive to Citi Field where somebody falls through.
You already had tickets. Did Ray go? Did RJ go? No.
No. What do you mean I already had? I did not have tickets.
So it's not just me. So everyone that's coming after me, it wasn't just me that didn't go to the
no,
Mets game yesterday.
Because I follow. You know why RJ didn't go yesterday?
Meet the Mets.
You know why RJ didn't go yesterday?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, because he was wearing pants.
Come on.
Yeah, I swear to God. He goes, I can't go. He goes, I called Ange to see if I could go. I was like, what do you mean you called Ange to see if you can go? He goes, well, I'm wearing pants, and I want her to meet me and drop off shorts. I said, you couldn't stop in a store and buy yourself a pair of shorts? No, I didn't even really think about that.
No, I'll be honest, the desire just was tenuous at best.
Yeah, so I'm left out. It's fine. I understand. I'm the one guy that, you know what, I followed through. I said, let's go to the Mets game. I can't go to the Mets game. It's today. It's the same day. I can't do things day. Oh, fine. You're out. We get that. Then these two
Ben have brought a pair of shorts from to wear?
They would have probably been swimming on RJ, but
probably too big. Yeah,
could have.
See, that was meant as a shot, but I think it's actually a pretty decent point by you.
Yeah,
well,
I think that was
like
a good point.
5'11", 170. How big are you?
We know how big he is. Don't hammer home your point.
Yeah, not that big.
No, I think we've all understood how big you are.
I probably have a much smaller waist size, anyways.
You're very petite, yeah.
So I go to the game all by my, and I was like, Ben, let's go. He's like, of course. I mean, he wants to do stuff. Not like these two. Can you go to the game, RJ?
He's on summer vacation.
Why? I'm wearing pants. Oh, okay.
He probably slept into like 10.
And he lives in your house.
So what does that mean? Well, do you live in a home? This other guy lives in a palatial place.
He's available to do stuff. That's why.
So are you. And you should have heard, it started. You know what? I can go. Let's go. And then I'm like, RJ, we're going to go. I'm wearing pants. Like, oh, right? Well, I can't go in pants.
Well, there were other confluence of events.
Why wear pants?
But you're right. If I really, really wanted to be
If you really, really wanted to go, you know what I would have done for you?
Freak.
You know what I would have done for you? I would have bought you a pair of shorts.
Well,
God.
Then I looked up the distance and I wanted to take my nap because you brought up too. You know what really sunk it in for me? You're like, oh, wow, but you'll miss the nap. And that was the moment I said, I need the nap.
Yeah, and then Santiago thinks his ride home from Citi Field would take him 3 hours. I mean, they didn't want to go.
No, at least I just came out and told you I couldn't go.
I don't respect what you did. I respect what you did more than I respect what they did. Can you meet me there? No. Why? I'm wearing pants.
Ray's decision obviously didn't impact you. You thought about him in the shower, so you got over it quickly.
Absence so I makes the heart grow fonder. That's what happened.
I can guarantee you Raymond didn't have pants on in his little thought.
No, my.
You're right, because I wasn't thinking about what he was wearing at all. Forget it. You know what? Honestly, oh, no. I can't tell you anything. I can't tell you guys anything without being reprimanded, mocked, made fun
of. I can admit when I've poo-pooed.
I find it interesting, though, that you're buttering up Ray, because as we enter football season, those are by far your meanest months from you to Ray.
Oh, yeah. These are the final days where he'll have any positive
thoughts
about me.
I'm not buttering him up. I'm not doing anything that's not true.
I bet you wish you could.
So, that's actually funny. I mean, you have a lot of swings and misses, but that was actually funny. That was well done. So, again, eyes are tired. This is very early. I'm tired. I've read this whole rundown. I'm ready to go on the show, but I'm just it's Thursday. I'm feeling tired. And then I started laughing because of thinking about, you know, us setting Ray up on a date and going on this date, and then the Impractical Jokers thought, and then Ben showed me this video of Impractical Jokers, and it was very funny last night. And then I was like, you know what though? I was like, Ray's just, he's a great guy. I was like, I can't believe he doesn't have a significant other at this point. He's just he's a great guy. And then I was like, the Giants play tonight. And then that was it.
Sounds like a nice shower. It sounds like a lot. It sounds like a lot happened in the shower.
Wasn't
good
that
for
much
you, though?
No. Listen, I have an active mind.
Very active. Some would say overactive.
And I'll stand by it. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Well, here's the difference, though. Like,
if I'm walking down the street, walking the dogs, I'm like, Ray, have that same thought. You're like, oh, that's fine. But because water is hitting my body, now all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's creepy.
No, I mean, you're naked.
So?
Shower. I mean, it's just the way you phrased it.
So every single time you've ever been naked, it has to be a sexual thing.
No, I don't think it has to be a sexual thing. But when you, I mean, the way you worded it, I mean, that was what came to
mind.
Sing
it in the shower, not to people.
I think if you're doing a lot of things with clothes on, it's normal. You take someone's clothes away, now it's strange. Yes.
So I have the
same
thought.
Like I had an epiphany this morning in the shower.
Same thought, fully clothed, not an issue at all.
No.
But because water is hitting my hair, now all of a sudden I'm some kind of lecherous freak.
Well, think about it. Okay, you're driving. You're in the car, you're driving. Totally normal. You're driving naked. Very strange.
It did.
You don't drive naked.
Now it's a did it happen in Florida situation.
We're not in a colony.
Although it sounds like Raymond could maybe living in one of those. I don't know yet for sure till I get there and check
Wait,
it
what?
Out. The salt water tub and everything.
So
else.
Can I ask you a question?
But to RJ's point, you imagine you're a listener, you're driving along and you hear.
I was thinking about Ray in the shower this morning.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's rough.
They converted kid's bathtub to a shower. I didn't buy it. I was. There was nothing naughty about it.
Should be
nothing naughty about it. In fact, it couldn't be further from the truth of what you guys are saying, because I'd feel so awful at 4:15 in the morning that I don't even have those impure thoughts.
Who would have known? Raymond Santiago and Dave's bank. Good for you, Santi.
I feel like it changes the dynamic.
It must be those vacation pictures.
Some
of those saved on his phone. What?
I mean, my God. Peter North, give me a second here, would you? I mean, really. You're debaucherous. Everything goes back to that.
I wasn't the only one.
Here's my. But you lead the charge, and then they jump on board.
Okay.
All right. Here's my question.
Yep.
If not now, are you close to real concern for the Yankees?
If not now, am I close to? I am not close to. I'm concerned. I'm a little concerned because they keep finding ways to lose these games that they were winning, you know, earlier on in the season. But my first thought was with where they're at now, the beauty of getting off to the start. I mean, they were 52-18 in their first 70 games. So when you get off to that kind of start, and are they going to set the record for most wins, 98 Yankees, all these. The one thing it does afford you is the luxury of having a period of time where you can struggle a little bit.
Yes, and they're actually in a division which, amazingly enough, is not great.
So, I mean, if you're going to struggle, why not now be the time that you struggle? Because there's still time to get right before the most important part of the season, the part of the season that the Yankees are going to be like actually judged on.
I'll tell you what, if you struggle this weekend against the last place Boston Red Sox, that right there would start to really worry me.
Well, here they got the day off, right? So Stanton will be back because that's been a glaring hole in their lineup, is not having Stanton in their lineup. Because again, yesterday, and we've talked about this a couple different times during the stretch where they haven't played great baseball, is they've been having a hard time syncing things up. They pitch well, they don't hit. They hit well, they don't pitch well. They get good, you know, Nestor Cortez was good yesterday. They finally break through. I mean, only 19 straight innings without scoring a run. They finally break through. And then it's your bullpen that blows it.
You know what I find to be very frustrating? We'll take a break and come back, and I'm sure I'll be the whipping boy again here on the show, because that's what it is. Is Marinaccio being sent to the minors?
I know.
And now I got to watch Albert Abreu. Come on.
Well, in a big spot too, right? I mean, that's a big spot there.
It's a huge spot. It's a huge spot.
But here's the thing,
I'm 9 outs from a win. I need a win. I have the day off tomorrow, as far as yesterday's concerned.
Yep.
Figure out a way to get those 9 outs.
Well, he told
you
too.
Abreu. I know he throws hard, but he's just not that good.
Well, here's the thing though, and especially because it's one of those higher leverage situations. Here's the thing though. He told you before the game that because the bullpen's been taxed, what he'd like to do is go to Peralta and Efros to close this thing out. Now it was, how do we bridge it to those two guys?
And Abreu's the guy.
But I don't like that because, like, remember when he brought Clay Holmes in the eighth, or Buck did it with Diaz? Like, there are certain points of the game where it's the highest leverage point. We get through this half inning, I like our chances, and then we can figure it out afterwards. So if Peralta's available, or Efros is available, or, I mean, Loaiza threw 8 pitches the day before.
And you had the day off the next day.
And you got the day off today.
Yeah, but that Marinaccio in the minors and Abreu over him, I understand he has options left, but I don't like that even a little bit.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Kenny in Jersey. Good morning, Ken. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Hey, man. Hey, Rick, man. I'm kind of disgusted with you this morning, bro. And you know what, Dave? I'm going to be nice to you now because in a couple weeks, me and you are going to be mortal enemies. We're going to have that love-hate relationship. We'll be both love to hate each other for football.
But well, refresh my memory. Who's your team, Kenny?
You know I'm a Cowboy.
Oh, God.
Come on now. We're going to love to hate each other, like I said. But Rick was out of line this morning.
Thank you.
Look, Rick, if Dave want to have thoughts about another man while he's lathering his body in the shower.
Kenny!
I think we all should accept him for what he is.
Dave is a wonderful guy. All right, great. Now I got Kenny who feeds me this line of garbage as if he's going to come on and defend me, and then he dips right into your little, your little cave of disgust and debauchery. Forget it.
Kenny, you deserve to be a Cowboys fan.
Everything you get being a Cowboys fan, I hope you gag on it.
How about you, Cowboys?
That's a shame, Dave. I got your back, too.
You don't got nothing.
Sure I do, Dave. I'm trying to call the guys off of you, man. I think they should accept you for who you are. I do. Why shouldn't they?
You're a jerk.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we want to go from shower scene. I hope you gag on it.
Maybe we
start rewording things today.
Oh, I got
Rick,
pythons.
Hang up.
You know what? Now this guy's going to stay on forever. He'll never hang up on this clown. Right? The other guy's like Alvaro, the great Alvaro's like, I have a question before I go. He's gone before he can even get the question out. Kenny, they'll let him go on forever. What else you got, Kenny?
Well, I don't think you should call me a clown, Dave. I always call and try to be nice to you. And I thought that I was
not
being
true.
Nice today.
Not true. You know? Not true.
I love Kenny. I love you, Kenny.
He's a terrible caller.
Well, honestly, you deserve
being the Cowboys fan that you are.
Look, Dave, I love the show. I don't love you during football season. I love the show. And I think that the Giants will have a decent season with 7 wins.
I hope that's the case.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I don't know if a decent season with 7 wins is a great thing for the Giants.
I mean, we make 7 wins sound like all of a sudden you're going after the Lombardi Trophy. 7-10 still sucks.
Oh, Santiago just said something really nasty in my ear.
I'm sure he did.
Listen, this is where we're at.
Tell you what, I'm not having nice thoughts about any of you guys tomorrow morning in the
shower. Like, I had an epiphany this morning in the shower.
Yeah, you've seen, the two worst records in football over the last 5 years, right?
Huh.
This is what we've been watching.
Terrible.
I think it gets better, but I
don't think it's going to be good.
No, see, I don't even know. That's the problem I'm having right now when trying to decide what a successful season for the Giants is, because they're not a playoff team. I guess there's the.
I'll tell you what a successful season would be.
So I don't know if 7 wins like a good okay season.
Let's do this. Let's do
that
because I know that the ins and outs of radio are not something that's a strong point for you. So why don't we do this? Because we've teased you giving us all the Mets information. Why don't you do the Mets stuff? Maybe we'll get into that for a few minutes, and then we'll morph into the Giants and all your ideas and thoughts with that.
I like that plan. This is why you went to school for this stuff.
That's right. So why don't you go ahead and lead us down this Mets path?
Okay, so trade deadline acquisitions. Okay? At the time, I don't think any Mets fan was overwhelmed with excitement.
No.
With what we did, right?
That would be accurate.
Okay. So, Tyler Naquin, Daniel, by the way, walk-up music yesterday.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Why don't you tell people what it was?
Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
That's right.
Loved it. And then Darren Ruff. So, in 10 games, Tyler Naquin, 11 for 30, which is .367, 7 extra base hits, and 7 RBI. Daniel Vogelback, 15 games. He's given you .341. He's got 4 doubles, 2 home runs, and 10 RBI. And Darren Ruff in 5 games is 5 for 15 with 2 doubles and 5 RBI. Compared to what we were getting from J.D. Davis and Dominic
which
Smith.
Which was nothing. And was Vogelbach, nothing. Who I think they brought him here, was hitting like 230-something. I looked up at the board at the game yesterday, and he was up to 244.
Yes.
The guy is he's good. I you know, sometimes you take a guy out of a bad situation and he becomes the player that you always hoped he would become, and maybe that's what we're dealing with right now with Vogelbach. Because every time he comes to the plate, I think you're excited about it.
Well, yeah, now he's turning himself into kind of a character, like it really embracing the whole, like you with the walk-up music. Really, like he's a big, heavy set guy.
Yeah, he said the guys wanted that, and who was he to disappoint the guys?
Yeah, exactly right.
And you know what else he does? Provides a little bit of protection for Alonzo.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why you bring those two in. For that exact reason. Because the last thing you want to do is allow teams to just feel like, okay, we can pitch around.
Right.
We can pitch around Pete.
You know what also, by the way, we never really mentioned, you know, Pete's hitting 280.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's having he had three hits in his first three at-bats yesterday. He's not just a raw power guy. 280 this day and age in Major League Baseball, it's a big-time average.
Big-time average with that kind of power, yeah. 282 at three hits last night.
He leads the Major League Baseball in RBIs now, right? Or no? Because Judge also had one. He did for a minute yesterday when he had that
Judge
RBI
had a home run yesterday, yeah.
Right, so they each have, what, 96?
No, I think Judge has 90. Didn't Judge have 97?
Oh, he has 96. I thought they were tied. Did Judge have two yesterday?
No, Judge had a solo home run.
Solo homer.
Yeah.
So Judge has 97 and Alonzo has 96. Is that right?
No, Judge has 99 RBI.
How the hell did that happen?
This is what I'm telling you. He's got 99 RBI.
And how many does Alonzo have?
Oh, my God.
So I don't understand. You know what? What do you bring to the table? You're the stat guy. You're the numbers guy.
I just, because I got my other nuggets out, and you're asking me for new nuggets.
I'm not new nuggets. 99. I thought that this is the stuff that you have. You consume.
For 99 for Judge, 96 for Alonzo. Closest to Pete is Jose Ramirez with 88.
I mean, Pete's going to, he's on pace. And we talk about Judge all the time, and rightfully so. He's having an exceptional season. But what Alonzo is doing is, that's MVP worthy.
Yeah, Alonzo, I mean, what Lindor's doing?
Lindor scored a run in 13 straight games now.
13 straight, and he tied Jose Reyes for most RBI as a Met shortstop.
Did you hear Keith had another moment yesterday?
I did.
Where he didn't realize he was on air? You heard
it? He's a treasure, is what he is.
He's a treasure, is what he is right. Yeah, so I guess they came back and they were playing a song. He's like, oh, I love this song. And I'm sure RJ can grab the audio. And then Gary's like, yeah. And then he goes, are we on air? He's like, uh-huh. He's like, have we been on air the whole time? He's like, uh-huh. He's like, and trust me, with what you've done, it's a lot better than some of the things you've done recently. So you're fine.
This is why we have professionals. We have guys like you and Gary. Because you guys
looking
are smart.
Me in the same vein as Gary?
Yeah, I mean that's. I mean, isn't that? Isn't
wow,
that
that's
you
a compliment.
I'm trying to be. I mean, I'm telling you the truth.
So I know. I see what you've done. You feel what? Guilty at the way you've treated me, and now you're going to try to make amends.
No, I don't feel guilty with the way you got us into the whole shower scene. I did not.
It was not a scene.
It feels like a scene.
Oh my God. Give you know what I'd like? I'd like a written list of where I'm allowed to think about someone, and where I'm not.
Naked in the shower. I would avoid that for your coworkers.
So if I think about any of the three of you, anybody at the station, anybody I've ever worked with, now that becomes just disgusting. Is that what it is?
No, I'm fine with it. For me, I mean, you can think about me all you want. I'm fine.
No,
with
I don't want to think about you. I'd prefer not to think about you at all, to be honest.
It'd be a quick shower, I can tell you that.
And you know what stinks too? Every time I run into anybody, oh, love the show. Rick seems like a great guy. Is he a great guy? I'm always like, great, great guy. Just the best. You know what? I'm going to stop saying that. No. When I meet people from now on, is Rick a great? No. Jerk. Bad guy.
Like, but you know that's not true. You'd be lying to people. You know that's not true.
Well, I don't know.
I'm the best
team. At this moment, I don't
had.
Know that it's not true. At this very moment, I don't know that that's not true. And now I'm a bad fan. Fine. Jackass.
You want another nugget? Will another nugget make you feel better? You want an Aaron Judge nugget?
I mean, I don't know what works today at this point, but go ahead.
You want an Aaron Judge nugget?
Sure.
Did you realize that Aaron Judge has played the fifth fewest games to reach 45 home runs in Major League Baseball history?
Did not realize that.
He's on pace for 65.
65.
and that he's only the fifth Yankee in the history of the Yankees with multiple 45 home run seasons. How about this company? How about being named, mentioned in this group of people?
It's got to be what, Mantle?
Yep.
Ruth, obviously. Yep. Maris?
Nope.
No, he only had the 1 year. So Mantle, Ruth, multiple 45s, is that what we're going with?
Yep.
It's not DiMaggio.
Nope.
It's not close. Stanton, right?
Nope.
Not Yogi Berra. Multiple 45 home run seasons for the Yankees.
And one of these guys will be on,
oh,
on TV.
Alex.
On Sunday. Yep.
Yep. Who else?
Can I give you a clue? I think I know this.
You know the answer to this?
Go back. You're...
Hang, no, you know what? I don't want help.
Oh, okay.
But you know this, huh?
I was going to give you a clue. I think I know it. I'm thinking the Babe Ruth era.
Gehrig?
Yes.
Okay.
You got him.
So I need one more.
No, that's it. You got
another one. You also have RJ right off the...
No, you've
them
named
all.
Them all.
No, I thought I got four. Oh, he's the fifth,
he's
right.
He's the fifth. Oh, my
Yeah, there
God.
You go.
We should have let him go.
to try to think of
The shower's not working. It's been 4 days. The shower's not working.
4 days? What are you living in, a time warp? It started last Monday.
Oh, that was last Monday you started
yes.
the shower?
It's been 9 days.
Yeah, I don't. I've lost complete track of time.
Today's going well.
Today is going really well.
You know what? I'm on vacation after this week. It can't come soon enough.
It's evident.
It's clear. I mean, it's been.
I'll start after the show today.
Tuesday.
Honestly, if you put out a poll, if people want me gone tomorrow morning, I'll be gone tomorrow morning.
I don't think that'll be approved. I think
is it
be
a
here
poll?
Till...
Is it
literally?
A poll
literally, nobody will say that though.
Is it a poll you'll think about in the shower? Maybe
it might be. Very well, might be. I mean, you do realize that as immature as I am, which is a very high level. Like, you just everything that goes back to this grade school, you know, thought for you, it's unbelievable.
A different kind of immaturity, though. I think we're immature in different kind of ways.
I think your level of immaturity is at times just more embarrassing than mine.
Yeah, well, it depends on what kind of... It depends on who you ask.
RJ, who do you find to be more immature, me or Rick? Be honest.
In a
full however you take it, full encompassing immature level. Who's more immature, me or Rick?
Whew, that's tough. That is tough because on one hand, there's a guy that is at any moment can get dumped, but you, I won't go too far behind the scenes. There's things you won't do with people if it doesn't line up with you know what you want to do with your life, your personal time.
That's right.
Are we talking about the same thing we were talking about this morning? That one thing?
Yeah. I probably would have to say you, Dave.
Yes. Oh, my God, RJ. I have never loved you more in your whole life.
Raymond, more immature, me or Rick?
See, I think context is important here because you can both be very mature when the time calls for it. But and when it comes to immaturity, Rick is immature more often, but your level of immaturity is wow.
Wow. Wow.
Clean sweep. It's what you call a clean sweep, my friend.
All right. I still think you're like in the gutter immature.
Yeah,
I'm
my sense
funnier
of humor.
Level of immature.
I think my sense of humor is very immature.
Very, very immature.
I think as a
so
human
you would,
being.
You would agree that your sense of humor is more immature than mine?
Oh, yeah.
Not even debate.
Not even debate.
You never want to hang out. Hinky Haynes tweets, and you guys were destroying Cohen and Epler after the trade deadline passed, and now here you are 2 weeks later, and the Mets are the best team in baseball. Couple things. Yes, we were destroying them. I think we were probably wrong about going all the way destroying them.
Well, no, I don't think it's timeout.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
No, I know, but you're not doing a good job here, though.
I'm going to finish with a great job. I still stand by what I've said the entire time. And that is, they did not add enough to the bullpen. And I think if there's going to be something that comes back to bite them in the rear by the end of the season, it will be the lack of seventh, eighth inning guy in the bullpen.
I love Hinky Haynes. Love him. But I can guarantee this, and you can check the tape, and I know we both said this when we were talking about the deadline. Because it was, everyone was saying they need another bat, a big bat, not just a bat, a big bat, and they need... multiple arms in the bullpen. I think we both said this. Even if they don't get a big bat, if they don't do enough in the bullpen, I'll be disappointed. Like, if they address the bullpen and don't get the big bat, fine. But to the point you just made, I still don't feel comfortable with what they did in the bullpen.
I don't know how you could. How do you go from 7 innings of Scherzer to the 1 inning of Diaz, who is your 8th inning guy right now? Right there, that's where they, in my mind, made a mistake at the deadline.
Well, the other thing, too, is you bring Vogel back in, and he's been great. But you also did, I mean, you traded away a guy that was actually pretty good for you in your bullpen.
Yeah, but on a flip side of that, Holderman was not going to get a big moment in the postseason.
Who knows, though? You don't know that.
I feel pretty confident about that.
Okay, but we're still searching for somebody to do that.
The Holderman Vogelback trade right now feels pretty damn good.
No, I understand that, but you still traded an arm out of your bullpen. Right? I mean, it's like the whole, why would we trade?
Is he any better than, I mean, you know, any cast of characters that they have here? I would say probably not.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But if you're going to trade an arm out of your bullpen, I would have liked to seen you add another one to the bullpen.
I'd be fine with that.
Like, so it wasn't killing the deadline. It was the one glaring need was the bullpen.
Which is now the really only concern I think you have.
Yeah, it's health and it's the bullpen.
Well, health is a big one.
Yeah, well, health is the number one concern.
But yes, I stand by it. I said the Mets right now, in my mind, in a 5 or 7 game series, are the most dangerous team in all of baseball.
See, that's the argument I would make if I was a Yankees fan right now. If I had buddies that were Mets fans, and both of us are Mets fans, and Ray and RJ are Yankees fans. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't be happier, and they're scuffling, to say the very least, right now. My retort to a Mets fan would be, hey, listen, are you guys peaking at the right time? Is this too early? Are you peaking too early? Is this the, you know what I mean? It's great. Right now it's great. But how are you playing when it matters most?
And I would respond to that by, you're certainly not peaking at the right time.
Well, no. And that's, again, as an athlete, that's what you're saying to yourself is, okay, if we're going to struggle, let's struggle now. Because we still have time to figure this thing out. We're not healthy, which we'll use that as an excuse.
They're very lucky that Toronto, Tampa, Baltimore, amazingly enough, and Boston have just not had very good seasons.
Yeah, but again, they're also benefiting from the fact that they got off to the kind of start that they got off to.
Sure they are. But if Toronto was anywhere close to what you thought they were going to be this year, this 10-game lead would be 4, and all of a sudden you'd be concerned about where the Yankees are.
Okay, but how quickly it can change, because we dealt with the same thing, did we not? We got off to a good start. Atlanta got off to a bad start. We scuffled. They played great baseball. And it was down. What was it down to? A game? Game and a half?
Yep, game and a half.
Okay. And then we went through our little stretch where we were, you know, just a .500 baseball team, and we snapped out of it. We got guys back healthy, and we hit our stride. And now we're rolling. So inside the Yankees clubhouse, that's what the guys are talking about.
Is we're scuffling at the right time.
We're not healthy. We haven't had Rizzo's been hurt. Stanton's been hurt.
Well, you got a rough schedule coming up. After this weekend against Boston, and Boston always seems to get up for the Yankees. You got what? You got Tampa. You got Toronto. You got the Mets. I mean, it doesn't get any easier.
No, I mean, this is a tough stretch right now. Once you get through this stretch, but you're going to get Stanton back.
If you don't have your way with Boston this weekend, I think for me that would be my line of like, you know what, this team's just not, they're playing lousy baseball.
Well, they are playing lousy baseball.
Because Boston is a lousy team.
Yeah, Boston's a lousy team. But again, I mean, there were plenty of times when my Islander teams were awful, and then we play a really good Rangers team, and just because it's Islanders, Rangers, just you get up for those games.
Yep, and those are 3 this weekend up in Boston.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost?
where you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
When you want to grow your business, use Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Seamlessly collaborate with your team using a suite of built-in tools and features to make your workday easier, like huddles to schedule impromptu meetings and avoid another calendar invite, or Workflow Builder, which lets you automate routine tasks so you can spend more time on the work that matters most. Slack. Grow your business here. Learn more at slack.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Yeah, I was thinking about Ray in the shower this morning. Ray's just a great guy.
Hey, what do you choose to do in your shower is your business.
So my thought is, what a great guy, and now I'm some kind of lecherous freak? Forget it. I'm not going to give you guys honesty anymore. Obviously, you can't handle honesty.
I find it interesting that you're buttering up Ray.
These are the final days where he'll have any
I'm not buttering him up.
I bet you wish you could.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Don't miss the main event featuring Brooklyn native and former unified and lineal lightweight champion Teofimo Lopez
on 98.7 ESPN.
I got 5 hours to get through before I'm on vacation. 5 hours and that's it. And they can't get here quickly enough.
That's so nasty when you talk like that.
What do you mean? What do we got? We got you and Pat O'Keefe on Monday, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
All right, so that's big stuff. And then you and Ty on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week?
Yeah, I may have. I don't feel great right now, so I don't know what's going to happen. I may have something. Maybe coming down with something.
You coming on?
Yeah. Some issues I think I'm going to be dealing with.
Time for a little Straight Talk, brought to you, of course, by the fine folks at Straight Talk Wireless. I stand by it. I did nothing wrong. And you know, you're so immature that if I have a hiccup on a read now, that becomes comedy.
Oh, multiple hiccups. Yeah,
Multiple. It was one hiccup. It was a big hiccup.
I can't apologize for who I am. What do you want me to tell you?
I mean, let's just remember, you're a guy that became hysterically laughing at your grandmother's funeral, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't need to bring that up.
Well, because I want to hammer home the point of how immature you are. My grandmother dies. I go and I'm respectful. You go, you're hysterical.
Okay. So you're sitting there and your brother, who has to do one of the readings, decides he wants to walk up and start dropping business cards like he's like Hansel and Gretel up to the microphone, and then
I don't start cackling like something hysterical.
Well, if he starts coughing into the microphone and starts going, excuse me, like that's not funny.
It might be funny. I think that the tone of the day is that my grandma has just died, and I'm able to see past maybe something that otherwise would be comical.
It was very emotional, and maybe I don't know what happened. And you have to bring it up to make me feel bad about it. Great.
Bring it up to make you feel bad about it. All you do, if there's a way for you to poke or prod me, to embarrass me, you'll do it. I mean, you're a guy that laughs at funerals, won't make plans with friends, is a huge excuse maker of why not to do things, and I'm the immature one.
You can say what you want, but I've already agreed to doing football picks. That's done.
Good.
And I've agreed to do the Fantasy Football League. So I don't want to hear it.
Are we making plans?
We'll make plans when we make plans. Don't put me in the one carry. RJ didn't go yesterday. Santiago didn't go yesterday.
Well, RJ was wearing pants.
Okay. Well, then you could have easily fixed that problem if he wanted to.
Especially,
but he didn't.
Why wear pants?
Especially with Dave's shower thoughts.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
That's not even funny.
Just means you're inappropriate.
Oh, my God. So, you know what? For you of all people to be going after me, I had a nice thought about what a great guy you are.
You could have just left it there. You didn't have to say it was in the shower. Just made everybody uncomfortable.
But it was.
How big your muscles are.
Me?
No, you don't have any muscles.
Oh, it's an SUV protected shirt.
I don't have any muscles.
Oh, I got pythons.
Zero muscles.
Nope. Actually, I have very strong legs.
You have to, really?
Yeah, my calves are very nice.
I never focused really on your calves.
Focus on the calf next time I see you.
I'll take a picture.
I have a big one. Very nice.
Oh, man.
You done?
Listen, you started this thing.
I don't care about your children. Rub my glutes.
About the Giants.
Let's get into the Giants, can we? Or no? Want to talk about some bizarro topic?
No. You brought up the funeral. I'm excited for the Giants game tonight.
So you're locked in tonight?
Well, yeah, we got no baseball. Both teams are off.
It's the perfect night.
To get
the Giants. So they go up against old buddy Joe Judge. So Jordan Renan was on the K Show yesterday. I want to hear a little bit about what he had to say on the K Show.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Giants will open the season with Daniel Jones at quarterback. Anything beyond that, well, kind of up in the air.
Think about how much further along that puts us in the process, right? Then you don't have to go find a quarterback. Hey, ask the Jets how hard it's been to find a quarterback across town, right? I mean, they've invested heavily in the position at times. I mean, it's a tough thing to do.
So his point is, if Daniel Jones turns into a quarterback that you can use beyond just this season and into future years, you're way ahead of the game. But I got to tell you, I don't have a ton of optimism that that's going to be the case.
No, and you haven't had a ton of optimism. But this whole notion that, and I've heard a couple different people say this, they were talking about it yesterday too. I think Keyshawn actually said this to us when we were doing one of the cross.
Keyshawn has been a huge proponent that Tyrod Taylor is going to be the quarterback soon.
That's what I was going to tell you.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I fully understand why they would do that. There's no expectations. I get like a coach, like it's Brian Daboll's first year. You'd like to have some winning. And I guess if Daniel Jones is such a
train wreck.
Yeah, that there's no way you, like, guys in the locker room realize you're not giving them any chance to win with him at the quarterback position, then you have to make a switch. I get that. That makes sense, but isn't the whole goal of this season whether or not to find out if Daniel Jones can play?
Yeah, but how about if you know that 5 games in? How about if you're 5 games in, do you ride him for another 12 games just to hammer home the point that he's not the guy and to lose games? Or at that point, do you say, you know what, let's bring in Tyrod Taylor and at least trying to salvage some victories here? Like, if they know.
Yeah, but at that point, what do victories do for you, though? So if you know.
Well, I don't know, but do you then play the quarterback who you know is not going to be your future quarterback over a guy that you think at least can compete?
No, but that's the most important word there, is that you want to compete, but in the grand scheme of things, you really don't want to win.
So you would rather, and I think you're probably right if this is what you say. It's just hard if you're a Giants fan or Shane or Dable to probably make this decision. You would rather 17 games of Daniel Jones, 4-13. At the end of 17 games, you absolutely know that he's not good and he's not going to be the answer. Then go 1-5. Bring in Tyrod Taylor and finish up at 7-10.
That's correct.
Yeah, I think you're right, but I think you also understand that's difficult to do, right? Like,
no,
if
I
you're
1-5
and you say, I know we're done, and the obvious answer is let's make the change to Tyrod Taylor, to say no, let's not do that. Let's keep riding a guy that's just no good that won't be here in the future, and bench a guy that gives us a better chance to win games.
No. I'm not. That's not what I'm saying though. What I'm saying is that this is a new system. Also, let's not forget that. So I would find it hard to believe, unless it's just a complete disaster, that you'll really truly know whether or not Daniel Jones can play. Like, because you had the owner say, we've done him no favors. Okay, so you know what?
I think he's right.
Okay, but I mean, to his point, Daniel Jones learning a completely new offensive system is also not really in his best interest to step in week one and be great. It's going to take him a minute. So to say, after 5 weeks that all of a sudden we already have a definitive answer whether or not, it would have to go real bad.
Real bad.
If that's the case as a new coaching staff, you can't allow the guys inside that locker room to think that you're not giving them the best opportunity to win, because they don't want to hear about next year's draft pick or trying to find a quarterback. These guys all want to win now. And if they feel like Tyrod Taylor is going to give them that best opportunity to win, then you would have to make a change. But I would think once you made that change, okay, you pacify the locker room because it's going to show everyone that we're trying to win. But at the same time, we all understand that we're going to need to find our quarterback. And the more games we win this season, the less likely
the
we are to get
be.
The guy that we want.
Yeah. DPHO Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. And that was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. People lined up. They want to talk about the Giants. They start in a little more than 12 hours from right now. 1-800-919-3776. 76. Yov in Israel. Good morning, Yov. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Dave. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. Yov, you want to talk about the Giants. What time will the Giants game start for you tonight?
So it starts 2 a.m. for me. You know, you stay up and you see the Giants. I'm okay with that. It's not too late.
So you're staying up 2 till 5 in the morning to watch the Giants preseason game?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm used to it because the baseball season, I'm watching every Yankees game. So I stay up for like 5 a.m. When we play in Seattle. So 2 a.m. it's kind of fine. I'm fine with this hour. So, Dave, I understand you were taking off after this Friday.
I think I have to, yes. I will be off next week and a couple days the following week. Yes, I have to because I'm – you know what, Yovan, I think this has been established today on the show. I'm highly mistreated at the station and on the show.
Yeah, maybe Rick needs some time off without you to appreciate you. You
I think
know?
So.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
I think so. I mean, listen,
I become the bad guy in this whole situation.
Because you treat me poorly. 6:35 Monday morning next week, you and Pat O'Keefe. I think at that point you might say, you know what, I maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. I wish Dave was here.
Maybe it's 5:05. So, who knows? You never know when it could happen.
Well, anyways, guys, the Giants starts their season today, and I am very excited about it. But Dave and Rick, you will both agree with me. I just can't handle a middle-of-the-road season. I will handle bad season, like 3-4 season when we get a high draft pick and we'll choose our next quarterback next season. And I can handle a playoff season, but I just can't handle a 7-win season where we're not going to the playoff. We don't know what's going on with Daniel Jones. We don't have that high of a draft pick. I just can't handle it.
You know the thing, Yo, that's so upsetting here? Don't hang up on him yet, Santiago. Is I if you had to put me in a position where I had to pick.
That's what's going to happen, though.
I think that's probably what you're going to get. It's like a 7-win season.
Yeah, that's what scares me the most. That's what I dreamed about night and waking up screaming because that's what I think is going to happen, that the Giants are going to be middle of the road and we're not going to have a quarterback next year. And, I mean, I'm so tired of it. Just please, I mean, be good or bad that we will have a next season, a different feeling coming into this new season.
I think it's a good call. I think he's right. Thanks for the call. I think it's 100% right. But unfortunately, looking at the Giants, it kind of feels like this is a 7-win kind of team, doesn't it?
Especially in the NFC, yeah.
But could it be a 7-win kind of team, and at the end of the year, you're like, you know what, I think Daniel Jones is good?
I mean, I guess it could. I think that's what you hope for.
I mean, the ideal is you win 10 games, and Daniel Jones is just, he's just good. It's like definitive, he's good. But could you win 7 or 8 and you get to the end of the road and you're like, yeah, I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, I could see that too. And then what do you do?
Then you have a really big decision to make. Because remember, and I think everybody knows this, certainly you do, is that he's not their guy.
No, he's not their guy. And
typically regimes want their guy.
Well, yeah, right now they have the luxury of, Joe Shane comes in, cap situation's a mess. Like these aren't, like the guys that are here, Daniel Jones, Saquon, all these guys aren't his guys. So there's no allegiance to these guys. So he's got a year to kind of figure it out. What do I have moving forward? But, you know, once he gets to the point, because Dable's his guy, once they decide who their quarterback is going to be, that's when the pressure
that's
really
when the clock
up.
Starts.
Yeah.
That's when the clock starts. By the
you
way,
you want to get a guy that you want, too. Like, you want to put yourself in the best spot to get whoever you have your eyes.
Right, and this is a good quarterback draft.
Yeah, and there's a lot of teams. There's a bunch of teams that are looking at this draft the same way.
At least 3 quarterbacks are considered to be top 10 picks right now, right? There's the kid from Kentucky, Levis, I think is his name.
And then you get Stroud.
Alabama, Ohio State.
Yep.
Isn't Boston College's quarterback supposed to be good, too?
Yeah, we just had there was 5 when we went through the mock?
Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, this is a quarterback draft, so this is the year that if you're going to be bad, listen, if you're ever going to be bad, you're in the midst of a rebuild. I think Giants fans understand that that's the case. You had to move on from talented players just to be able to field a roster this season. All right? You're in cap hell, amazingly enough, being you haven't even been above 500 in 5 years. So if you're 4-13 and it's a bad year, I don't think anybody's going to crush Dable and Shane. I think it's understood that there could be growing pains here with these guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how I look at it. And if I'm Joe Shannon and Brian Daboll, that's how I would look at it. Maybe not Daboll because he wants to win.
Franchise quarterback after this season, it'd be a home run.
Of course it would be. But, I mean, I think you're seeing, again, the frustrating part about doing sports talk in this city is that you have two of everything, so you would think that teams would learn from each other. But, I mean, we just went through this with the Jets and what it does to you when you don't make the right pick.
It'll kill you.
At that position.
It'll absolutely kill you.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. If you say something like this...
That's a clown question, bro.
Or like this...
My best advice to you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Those are the ramblings of what we refer to as a knob.
Yeah, let's go testy and then knob.
And these are Knobservations.
And they're brought to you by Jack Pocket. So are you familiar with the work of Rich Ornberger?
It sounds familiar, but I don't know who that is.
I won't blame you if you don't.
I've heard the name.
He's a former Patriots offensive lineman. He now has a radio show in San Diego called Hartman and Richo. And he told this story. He was on the verge of being late as a rookie.
This is a great story.
To a Bill Belichick training camp practice in 2009. And here is what happened.
I'm like 5 minutes to being officially late, and I've got a 15-minute drive ahead of me. I'm going to be 10 minutes late. So I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And I have this sinking feeling in my stomach, like I'm going to get cut. Like he's not going to have me on this football team come tomorrow. What do I do? And I'm cruising down this like slight sloping hill, and I see a church van in front of me that's all dinged up, and it's got, you know, the black smoke coming out of the exhaust pipe, and I'm just like, I'm going to hit this car. I'm gonna rear end this car. It's better to whatever, pay the insurance or like peel off this guy a couple $100 than embarrass myself being late for this Patriots team meeting.
Rich did hit the car. He was late. He did not get cut. He played for three more seasons for the Patriots.
You know, it's smart thinking.
That's very smart thinking. The idea, though, that's the first thing that goes through his mind?
They're terrified of Belichick. Now, maybe he could take a page out of your book and tell the same story over and over and over to really hammer home the point, but that's a good story.
Why do you have to go?
Because he's a bad guy, because he has no idea what it means to be a teammate. He's just a bad, bad guy, and I hope he seeks some help during vacation.
Another guy I guess you could... You perceive him as a bad former teammate is Lyle Collins, who now plays for the Bengals.
This is good.
He formerly played for the Dallas Cowboys, and he was asked about the difference so far between Cincinnati and Dallas.
Does the mentality here feel different than maybe it was?
Absolutely. You know, Dallas it feels like it's just my ball. You know, that's what I love, and I want to win, so I'm in the right spot.
A little bit of a shot, I guess?
Cincinnati is the laughingstock of the NFL until like 10 minutes ago.
Not now they're not.
No, not now they're not. That's what happens.
Naming their stadium now.
I got to get that Burrow money.
Corp or something?
Yeah, that Burrow money's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you make the right pick at quarterback, man.
It all changes.
Good things happen.
And I actually thought they made a mistake not taking the offensive lineman last year. Boy, was I wrong with that.
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't check in with Raymond. Any thoughts on this matter?
Listen, he's not 100% wrong, and the Joe Burrow makes all the difference, like I said before. But... as you guys said, it's the Bengals. They used to be a joke until the Super Bowl run, so that's kind of what that does for you. It's kind of funny coming from Collins, though, because he's a guy who had a history of doing, you know, questionable things when it came to off-field in Dallas. So all-football, maybe it's a little bit of yourself too, buddy.
Fair to say that Lyle Collins is going to do better in Cincinnati than he did in Dallas, right?
That's debatable. Right. He's already missed time in training camp because they say it's a back injury, but I'm willing to bet he didn't show up in shape for training camp.
Ooh.
Could you take a shot?
It feels like there's a lot less to do in Cincinnati than Dallas, probably.
Yeah.
Which may help. Is.
But they have a legitimate quarterback in Cincinnati. And they
We go. It begins.
And then you were thinking nice thoughts about him just hours ago in the shower.
I was.
He was thinking nice thoughts of Dak Prescott?
Maybe. We don't know.
Oh, boy.
Mike Tannenbaum, who's I think will join us tomorrow morning.
What do you mean, join us tomorrow morning? Nobody okayed that with me.
Wow.
Well, I didn't know anything. Rick, did you know about this?
That's why I said
I didn't, but it's not. I mean, I'd love having Mike on.
That's why I like him as well, but it's not like we were asked, would you like to have him on?
That's why I said, I think. Okay, I guess Mike Tannenbaum.
Whatever, have whoever you want. It's my swan song anyway, so it's fine.
Mike Tannenbaum will not be on tomorrow morning, but you can hear him on the K Show. He's been there all week with Dan Grasso. And Dan brought up his new show. He's the 7 to 10 host here, weeknights on 98.7. And Mike had some strong thoughts about it.
What about my show?
What show?
Did he not know, or is he playing with him?
I don't think he knew.
They got Mike T all over the place.
Yeah, he's doing a lot.
All over the place. He didn't have time.
What about my show?
What show?
At least he didn't fart in response to that.
Yeah, that would have been trouble.
Oh, when does he have time? He's on the air every time. I mean, he doesn't have time to not fart on the air.
Gotta do it somewhere. So, so you didn't know Rich Ornberger. Are you familiar with the work of Rodolfo Castro?
I am.
So he was called
up. Is this the guy that had his phone pop out?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He was called
and
up from AAA Indianapolis early in the day, a couple of days ago. And he slides headfirst into third in the fourth inning against the Diamondbacks on Tuesday night. What flies out of his pocket?
Castro slides into third. His phone comes out of his pocket. Now that's a first.
His actual cell phone.
What are you doing?
Out of his pocket.
Did you see Mike Ribello, the third base coach, when he tried to hand it to him, how disgusted he was?
Absolutely.
Can you blame him?
Well, yeah, you heard the excuse, right, as to why the phone was in his pocket?
What did he say why?
So he had, I don't know why, again.
The GPS is to the plate?
No, this is a whole different ball game now with the young athletes. Like, towards the end of my career, guys would go in the locker room during the intermission, like, go check their cell phones. And we had to, like, try to put a kibosh on that. But he said he had his phone in his pocket, then he put his sliding oven mitt in his pocket and forgot that his phone was in there.
Why is his phone in the dugout?
It's not supposed to be. He could actually face discipline for having a cell phone in the dugout.
Well, I mean, in your pocket?
Dave, there were stories that came out that Steph Curry was checking Twitter during halftime.
I believe that. I bet a lot of guys do that.
But at least that's in the locker room.
Yeah, well, there's a lot. I mean, it's obviously different, though. I mean, baseball, you're doing a lot of, you go back and forth to the clubhouse if you want. Yeah.
But it's not like Steph Curry took a three and his phone popped out of his pocket.
That would be great.
No pockets in those shorts. Dave, you mentioned earlier, and yeah. Raymond found it. We have it. SNY, Keith appreciating a little Shania Twain.
Who sings this song?
It's Shania Twain.
I like this song.
Ian Jabeau in for the second time in this series.
Were we just on?
Yeah, that was all on the air.
Oh, I thought we were off the air.
Well, it's, you know, I consider that a victory, Keith, because there's nothing that you said that causes any problem.
That wasn't the only thing yesterday. Eventful week, really, on SNY. Here's Keith and Gary again. Jonathan India was caught up in a play.
Mistake right here, Gary. And it overthrows. There's no cutoff man. And where is India?
Well, it's right next to Pakistan, actually, Keith.
You know, to the east, it's Burma.
What is Gary doing? Where is India? It's right next to Pakistan.
I chuckled at that.
I didn't hear that one because I actually attended the game I promised I'd go to.
How about Quito? And you got Burma to the east.
That's tremendous.
That's a good job by him.
That's great on-the-fly geography.
It really is. You know what? Maybe we could do a Stump Hernandez at one point.
I think he'd do well.
I think he'd do great.
All right, Raymond.
A man's naked behavior outside of his South Florida home, all caught on camera.
Caught on camera in Florida.
Did it happen in Florida?
That was a man in swim trunks who appeared to fall out of the sky.
A man was arrested for riding his bicycle on the front lawn of a Naples home and telling a woman inside he was an FBI agent.
What's the deal, man? Why are you naked?
Why are you naked?
Hang on a second.
What? Okay.
I was told Santiago's Twitter feed was going to be a knob here on the show.
No, he brought up the Lyle Collins
story. Oh, what a disappointment.
Okay, well.
Listen better.
Disappointing.
Well, Dave.
Then you can focus on Santi's knob in the shower tomorrow.
Oh, my. Well, Dave got us started on that foot with his shower thoughts this morning. Nude, as it were. involving Raymond.
Well, what do you want me to do? Be clothed in the shower? They converted my kid's bathtub to a shower.
You do what you got to do, whatever that means.
You wear a swim shirt, maybe a,
a bath shirt. Yeah. So I've often said, though, that the best DHIF stories involve...
There's no sun in the shower! I'm not getting third-degree burns in the shower.
There's a light.
Those are the best DHIF stories?
The best ones involve nudity, and they happen at the airport. No airport here, but we have the nudity part checked. So, a little bit different today. We have some audio, real audio, of this story. So what happens when I present to you a man that's unhappy at a gas station, a bunch of things went against him, and the following happens.
All right, got the visual on the male. He is naked, yelling at people in the parking lot. Very animated, middle of traffic, yelling at people. Doing push-ups at the entrance of the food store here.
And so that's all I'm going to give you this week. I ask you, did this unhappy push-up nude man in traffic happen in Florida?
This is a food mart? Is that what they said?
Would you like to hear one more time?
Yeah, please.
All right, got the visual on the male. He is naked, yelling at people in the parking lot. Very animated, middle of traffic, yelling at people. Doing push-ups at the entrance of the food store here.
I love how the cop is so matter of fact.
He's used to this, clearly.
Boy,
this feels very Florida to me.
It does sound Florida. Middle of the road. I mean, middle of the block. Naked push-ups. I'll go Florida. Yes.
You sound reticent a bit.
I am hesitant, but I will still go Florida.
Okay.
Could be anywhere. Naked man doing push-ups. I'm going to go Florida as well.
Just trying to get a workout in, right?
It feels Florida-like, so I'll complete the circle.
Oh, it is Florida, but it had to be done. It's Volusia County, Florida. But
Volusia?
Yeah, I don't know where that is, but it is in Florida.
Right next to Burma.
The state, the country. Burma, Florida, different countries, you're right.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.